Sacco is excused. Councilman Sacco has been excused. Councilperson Daphne Jones?
Here.
Councilperson Dave Colock? Councilperson Dan Fusco?
Here.
And Supervisor? Gregory Sacco?
Here.
Good job.
All right, start things off, call for last meeting minutes. I need a motion to approve the meeting minutes from the March meeting.
I'll make a motion.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
Before we move into privilege of the floor, it's just something I'd like to address here. So quite unexpectedly, it has come to the town board's attention that an event and possible fundraiser planned for April 11th at the Rainbow Bridge was being organized without proper town review. The documentation gathered by the town stating things to the effect of a rebuild of the bridge, to add lighting and benches, making the bridge bigger and better, and requesting donations to purchase supplies to fix the bridge. With limited time to respond and following legal advice, the town attorney issued a cease and desist letter to Mr. Brian Burr of Barks and Tails, who was coordinating the gathering, requesting that the event be postponed. This action was not intended to suggest the Rainbow Bridge be removed. Rather, it reflects the requirement that any event of this nature be submitted to the town board and approved by resolution before proceeding. The town board is committed to keeping the Rainbow Bridge. One of the things that makes towns like Deerfield a wonderful place to live and raise a family are the people in the small town feel and experiences like the Rainbow Bridge. As the town supervisor, my number one responsibility is to protect the residents of Deerfield, and that includes the financial interests of our town. We can't allow an individual to alter, modify, or take possession of town property. That would put the town at financial risk for any injuries and damages that might occur with any changes made to town property. We are absolutely going to keep the Rainbow Bridge in the spirit in which it was intended, and we welcome any town resident or non-resident that would like to send a collar to be hung on the bridge in memory of their beloved pet, to send those collars directly to the town clerk. The town clerk will then pass those along to the Parks Committee, and they will hang those collars free of charge. We will maintain the Rainbow Bridge and ensure that Deerfield residents' interests are protected, as well as the memories of all beloved pets it represents. We're going to go right to early privilege of the floor. We'll start with Ms. Linda Hydes.
For the last 12 years, a committee of seven will hold a Snowfest event in the park. Through the years, many pictures were taken and memories made. During the event, some residents would insist on giving us donations. We would take their money and put it towards something special for the kids the following year. With this year's event over and the 2026 Snowfest being our last, the committee decided to do something with the leftover donations for the town. We had this poster created from pictures of all the years of the Snowfest from 2014 to 2026 to hang here in this building. Also, the committee unanimously agreed to give the remainder of the donations to an organization that represented children and their future. We all agreed to give it to the Olivia Sacco Scholarship Fund. We, as a group, want to thank the town for memories we were allowed to create for so many. Thank you from Chris, Kathy, Jean, Karen, Sam, Karen, and myself.
Thank you very much.
They came up beautiful.
The babies are out there.
Are they? You caught them fast?
Oh, Mama's got her eye. I could pick them out of the crowd anywhere.
Well, there's a nice big space right there.
Well, that's funny, because I can't. I'm the plant. It's so small.
Thank you very much. I'll have to try to compose myself here. That means a lot, truly. Next on Privilege of the Floor, we have Mr. Brian Burr from Barks and Tales. And just, I should have mentioned this before, just a reminder, we limit the early Privilege of the Floor to 5 minutes just so we can move on with the meeting. Mr. Burr?
Good evening. All right, guys, we got a huge misunderstanding. We have a giant lack of communication between our rescue and this town. When the bridge started, it was over. But unfortunately, it went around the world. Now we come to this point. An accident hit the bridge. Yes, towers were ripped out and whatnot. Yes, I was trying to organize people getting together to come to the bridge to redo the collars, to redo the bridge in a different fashion because ropes were used in just an unsafe way, and that was our intention. We had no intention of coming to the bridge and reconstructing anything, nothing structural. Yes, we had planned on putting in a bench for somebody to sit, you know, just to sit there and whatnot, and maybe some just pathway solar lighting. Plus, redo all the towers, go through the hundreds and hundreds that I have that were ruined, and put everything back together again. Now, when the stop cease and desist order came, no, it didn't say that I had to take everything down. But nobody in this room would have done the same thing that I did, to take everything down when you're served with a cease and desist order. Unfortunately, a video went out, and it went around the world. And I understand that the town is now under scrutiny of emails and phone calls. Some of them not very pleasant. And I do not condone people sending anybody death threats or anything like that. Again, I don't have control over what the rest of the world says. Moving forward, unfortunately, last night, a small incident happened where a town employee called the state trooper and tried to have me removed from the park by means of trespass. There was no criminal intent going on, no malicious behavior, me merely sitting in my van. So for a town employee to come at me and try and have me trespassed, it's harassment. Now, moving past all this, okay, there's a lot of personal feelings hurt. People on the side of the town, my personal feelings. I have to put my personal feelings aside, just like the town has to put their personal feelings aside. You have a responsibility to the town. I understand this, okay? We had a total lack of communication going on between us and what was going on at the bridge and along with the town. So what we need to do is, again, you have a responsibility to the town. I have a responsibility to thousands of memories sitting in the back of my van. So, again, we have to put personal feelings aside. Do we want the bridge to continue? Yeah, absolutely we do. Do I want to take it over constructurally or no, not whatsoever. It was never the intent in the first place. So, my only thing here is tonight is either we want to continue with it or we do not want to continue with it. It's as simple as that. If the town wants to, we have a proposal written that I can present to you, and it outlines everything, the responsibilities of the rescue, the responsibilities of the town. I think it's very much in the middle, but again, this is a working situation that we need to come together or we need to put a stop to it. But by your own words, you want to keep going with this. I want to keep going with this. I would like nothing more, believe it or not. Again, putting my personal feelings to the side about what took place last night. and put a video out to the world that will go out to a million people and show what working together that we can do. That's it. That's all it comes down to.
Well, I think, I think, you know, unfortunately, you know, you have every right to use the town park as a resident of the town, but you don't have authority to raise any donation money off the town property. I mean, we've seen videos of chunks of the bridge being removed and placed in memorials. I mean, that's that can't be happening. Installing of lights, installing of wire. I mean, simply put, it's town property. It's not your own personal property. So like we said, I said in my statement, I think the best avenue that we'd like to take is the collars are more than welcome to stay what's there, anything that can go up. But the town, the collars in the future, free of charge, send them to the town clerk. Town clerk will be in contact with the Parks Committee. And the Parks Committee is more than welcome, more than happy to go down and hang the collars.
Okay, here's another situation that comes to play though. I get thousands of requests all the time to have collars placed. The video that you see online, you guys underestimated what this meant to the world by a long shot. So what am I supposed to do when all these people want to come to this wonderful town and have me hang collars for them from all over the world?
Well, you're welcome to, again, send those to the town clerk. And the town clerk will...
Mr. Supervisor, if I might interject here, because I have part of my official report that is actually very relevant to this situation, and I think it would be information everybody might want to hear right now, as including your rescue. On Sunday, April 12th, I reached out to Lake Lure Flowering Bridge, where the original Rainbow Bridge that was destroyed by Hurricane Helene is and was located. This afternoon, I received a response and was informed that no, they have no affiliations with any shelters or rescues in New York State, and that they are undergoing the process of rebuilding the Rainbow Bridge, but that construction does not look to be started until next year. Along with that, they have been very confused as of late because people have been calling them asking for receipts and donations for pieces of the Rainbow Bridge. She explained that they have no pieces of the bridge as it was all washed away, and she was very grateful that I had reached out to explain what Barks and Tails Rescue has been doing under the guise of Rainbow Bridge affiliation. It helped them to understand why they've been receiving phone calls for receipts when they have no proof or evidence of any said donations. We both expressed to each other how sad and disturbing it is to market and profit off of grieving pet owners and the destruction of the Rainbow Bridge, but open communication to effectively prevent future confusion. She did mention to me that Barks and Tails had reached out to them in the past, but that they had never heard back from anyone. I look forward to their updates on their new Rainbow Bridge to come, hopefully as early as next year. So I think it's not only miscommunication with us and the town, it is also a miscommunication with your million of followers thinking that this is part of the Lake Lure Rainbow Bridge that was originally established, as they are getting claims and confusions in the midst of all of this. I think we're all confused. I think you have fooled a lot of people, Mr. Burt, and I find it very sad.
Right there. You want me to show you multiple? See, now you're gonna start getting me angry, and I'm gonna come back at this town.
That's fine, I'm just reporting what I have heard.
I can show you multiple videos that this bridge was started in honor of that bridge being washed away by a hurricane. Would you like to see them?
I've seen all of your videos, and I've also seen a video from September of last year where you said you could give people a piece of the Rainbow Bridge for a $35 donation, including shipping and handling. And then in March of this year, you told people they could get a piece of the bridge that was destroyed for $50.
You're absolutely correct.
As long as you're willing to admit that, thank you.
You're welcome.
Because that is
so
does not look good for you.
That any person that walks on the face of the earth, walks into a public park, can pick up a stick off the ground and say, hey, listen, this was laying on the Rainbow Bridge. For a donation to a 501c3, you can have this.
Bill, can you clarify to that effect?
I would think it's tantamount to a crime to be selling town property in exchange for a donation.
Town property, destroyed pieces of wood, by a town employee laying on the ground, now you can consider it town property.
What about guys, September when it wasn't
done.
Destroyed,
we're
though?
We're done. You just earned yourself a lawsuit.
So may I ask you a question?
No, you just earned yourself a lawsuit.
I would like to ask you a question, sir.
Patty Goldberg, an employer of this town, is now going to be sued
sir.
For harassment.
I was going to speak not accusatorily. I would like to get some more information from you. Since you're standing there, I would appreciate that. You first came, was it last month, and presented to the town your rescue program?
Yeah, right? I offered the town three services.
Okay, so let me ask you about that. I said, boy, that's a really generous offer, considering how much municipalities have to pay for rescue services. But it was never clear to me who you were. I hear the term barks and tails. Is that your 501c3?
Yes.
Okay. Are you licensed to
yes.
to rescue animals?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have a kennel where these animals are kept?
We have the appropriate situation to take in animals as they are needed.
Where is the kennel located?
Right now, we are currently looking for a current location.
So you don't have a licensed kennel in a area.
We have a licensed rescue.
What I would suggest to you, sir, is I'm a member of this board, one voice, but I'm also a yes man. When somebody steps up from the community, I take on a responsibility. How do we say yes to that good intention? And this is why I don't want to be accusatory. I don't like when people try to do business through the threat of lawsuits. People who know me know don't really favor that. What I would suggest to you, sir, to fortify your good intentions, is present to the board your licensure to be a rescue, your physical location, and I think you need to be certified to kennel, and the location of where that kennel is to make sure if it's in the town of Deerfield that you have the proper zoning. If you need a variance, maybe that's something the board could review. I would suggest we cool down and you present that to the board, because no intention, good or bad, can be sustainable if it's not done properly. And I would love to see a good intention like this continue on in legacy and perpetuity. But if it doesn't step out with the right foot, it will die. It won't go very far, and conflicts like what has happened in the past week will happen. So could I ask you to do that? Could you present to the town your validation of your licensure and your licensing to rescue, your kennel, and if certification is needed for that, and the physical location, so we know where it is. Then we will review that as a board, as a municipal government, and we will come back to you and see if this is something we can do in perpetuity, if it has legs, and we can give it wings. That's what I would like to ask of you. I'm not passing judgment on anything. I don't want to be, either side to be accusatory. But I'm asking you if you could do that for us.
Councilperson Fusco?
Could you do that? Could you present to the board?
We may be able to do that.
Councilperson Fusco, I want to bounce back on that too.
Position.
I would also like to see, as a municipality, we can't just take in contracts for municipal shelters. They have to be vetted by Ags and Markets, and there are licenses for that too. So for us to even accept an offer of municipal shelters, we would have to see that license as well. So I would push on with what Councilperson Fusco is saying and ask for that as well.
Well, number one, we just had our sit down with the Department of Agriculture.
That's wonderful.
A 3.5-hour meeting.
And as a board, we can help you facilitate that. If everything's in order and done right, we can help you facilitate that. That's our job as a municipal board.
I understand that. But you guys are seem to thinking that us asking for donations as a rescue is going in my pocket, okay? I can account for every single penny that's been donated and is currently still sitting in the rescue.
That's between you and the IRS, so we should defend
it. No, you just accused me of profiteering off of something.
I get it.
Nobody's accused you.
No, there's no accusations here. Let's be clear on that, and let's keep it cool. I'm inviting you to present this so we can help facilitate your good intentions according to law.
Again, I'm trying to put things aside.
Okay. I'm trying to help you to move forward.
But what you're trying to do now is you want to take it out of my hands and you want to put it in your hands as far as the bridge is concerned.
That's not my intention.
It's clearly the intention. Okay.
You take the first step.
Not us hanging collars, not us hanging videos, not us promoting the town in a good way.
Can we take this first step? Can you present to the board your proposal?
Again, that proposal is sitting over here at the moment. What happened now, okay, I may pull that contract.
Okay, then it's of no interest to the board then. You have to present to the board. The board reviews.
I present the contract to the board.
But we need to see licensing. We need to know your kennel facility and anything else any other board member thinks.
At this point in time, I'm not sure I wish to continue with that.
Okay, then that's fine. That's fine. Thank you for your good attention.
Now you're accusing me of stealing town property. That's just what you did.
I am just telling you what your video showed and what this conversation was.
Okay.
If you are alerting that you think other people are thinking you're stealing town property, that's on you. If you think your videos show that you are defacing our bridge, then maybe you should take a look at your videos.
I am defacing your bridge?
September's video is a chunk of our bridge being sold. Where is that coming from? Because the rumor went by in the winter. That was the fall. So I'm wondering where you're getting pieces of...
How do I know a piece of board that it's come loose on an old...
So you're taking it off of pieces of board. Like, I don't want to go on with this any longer.
Your mouth just got in front of you again, okay? And I've already heard the stories online that you are extremely rude to people who are calling and voicing their concerns over this.
Me? I got one threatening phone call where I was harassed. And I have no other phone call, so I don't know what you're accusing me of.
You can sit there and laugh, but I can show you a transcript of it. This is a lack of communication on both parts, okay? I was willing to move forward, continue on. I can put this town in a good light.
So we can, Can we consider your offer withdrawn, or are you going to proceed?
I haven't decided yet.
Okay, if you could come back, you're welcome to come back next month, but let's proceed according to the law as requested, please. Because I think it's good intentions, but we can't work with it as is. That's all I have to say. I think our time's up.
Again, in terms of the Rainbow Bridge, I want to read my last statement one more time. The town board is absolutely going to keep the Rainbow Bridge in the spirit in which it was intended. And we welcome any town resident or non-resident that would like to send a collar to be hung on the bridge in memory of their beloved pet, to send those collars to the town clerk. We will hang them free of charge. We will maintain the Rainbow Bridge and ensure that Deerfield residents' interests are protected, as well as the memories of all beloved pets it represents.
Okay. Well, you guys are trying to take it out of my hands and put it in your own to make yourself look better. Unfortunately, that's not going to happen. There'll be a video going out tonight, and this town's already under a bad shadow of your town employee sending a state trooper to try and trespass me from a public park for no other reason, on video from a police officer himself, that she was pissed because of all the negativity coming towards the town. That's what you have to look forward to tonight. Do you want to come after me? Come after me.
Nobody's coming after you, sir. I'm just telling you.
Okay? I was willing to work with you. You're trying to take that out of my hands, put it in your hands, make yourself look golden. Not going to happen.
We're not. In terms
you guys
of the
have a great night. The video's going out in 15 minutes. Good luck.
Good try. Nice try.
All right, we'll continue on here.
Can I have privilege of the floor?
You'll have to wait till late privilege.
Okay.
We have no new business, so we're going to move on to official reports. County Lights, Mr. Dave Buck.
Good evening. Just a couple updates from the county. Obviously, we're hoping winter is done. Let's be hopeful there. But we have started our cleanup, trying any of our road repairs. We are getting out there trying to sand off the roads on any of the county roads. Sam's guys have been working alongside and getting their same stuff done. So everybody's out there working together to get everything cleaned up. Potholes, all that, we're looking at is on the docket as well to get fixed. So we are there. If you have any issues with that, call me, let me know, and I'll pass it on to DPW. We still have money allotted in the health board for septic tank removal. So if anybody has anything that they're interested in, it's up to $10,000 reimbursement. If you're interested, let me know, and I will
help facilitate it.
On the county side, we've approved a couple major projects to help facilitate the Chobani expansion. That needs to be going forward rapidly, so good things are coming to the county. Again, to our rural partners, anybody that's interested in helping develop their farms, we have Mock Valley Edge, Cornell Cooperative Edge, and also the county is looking to help with those farmers increase their livestock, their business, whatever they can, because the support Chobani, we want to keep as much money here in Oneida County. That's all I got.
Do we link the county to our website? That's all good stuff, but it could be spoken here and forgotten. Is there a link to where people could follow through and review that? Mr. Buck, is that information on the county website that we can link to?
I'll look into that. I'll let you know.
Please let us know. Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah. Thanks, Dave. Council person Phil Sacco is absent. Council person, boy, that's old.
I'm sorry.
All right.
I can't get rid of him.
Council person Daphne Jones.
On Sunday, April 12th, I'm just kidding. I received a phone call from a resident, though, trying to open the tax parcel viewer on our website. It was redirecting to an AIS GIN login instead of opening Oneida County Planning Department's tax parcel viewer. Just for a little refresher, the zoning board tab and a lot of other tabs on the website has a link you can open, and it opens the county planning tax parcel viewer. So I went in and I fixed all areas on the site where that link was not working. It includes updates on the link of the Zoning Board of Appeals, Building Inspector and Codes Enforcement, Board of Assessment Review, Planning Board, and Tax Collection tabs. Other than that, I have nothing else.
All right, thank you. Councilperson Dave Kolick.
I just received a complaint about a property on Doyle Ave or Doyle Road, and there's a bunch of litter bags, trash bags all over the yard. And it's been a reoccurring situation as far as it seems like every wintertime, all the bags are thrown in the yard, and every springtime, they're all there after the snow melts. So I'll get let Coates know where they can go visit the property. And the other thing was is that Sam and I are still working on the camera systems, and we got an upcoming call this Wednesday.
Okay.
That's it.
That's fantastic. Thank you.
That'll be helpful.
Councilperson Dan Fusco.
Thank you. I have a... the good news is I digitally printed my notes, and they were in another room, and I left them in the printer, so I may not have everything that I prepared for tonight, so it should only be an hour or so. I got 5 minutes. Who's the other guy? So Doyle Road, too, I had a complaint. I'm assuming it's the same house. It looks, it's hard to tell if it's abandoned.
It's someone's living there. Because the same problem was last year. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So I talked to Mr. Maxwell about that, and he's on it. So we'll just follow through. And the two of us, we can see. We might need to go there, Jim. Might not be able to for a little while.
Yeah.
So we should check up on that. That's a little bit above and beyond. So I also have that. I do want to report that the developer ARCN. I believe this is how it went, Mr. Schmidt, contacted Mr. Schmidt and wanted to come to the office and speak to him. So I attended that sit-in along with Councilman Sacco. And, you know, they're under the impression, and it's mostly true, that the permit was denied for logistical reasons of sewer line, not that they didn't have the sewer capacity. We projected it would cost X amount of millions. And that we didn't have insurance that they were willing to do that to develop the project out. Well, they came back to us and said, no, we had estimates to build a sewer line, and we're prepared to do that, and we can give you assurances that we can do that. so we said, okay, I almost was under the impression that they thought we were going to rubber stamp it, and okay, we're good now, we can go ahead. I made it very clear to them that there was more to it than that. The thing that I was very much concerned with was the change of community character. Like, they came to us with one architectural rendering. As a town, we do have discretion of how a project will change our community. They came back and said, we will build senior housing. I said, great. Give us three renderings of architectural design that fit with the leather stocking region, that fit with our rural community, because a lot of the stuff is urban planning. And that's when I was trying to get them to admit what type of housing this is. They weren't forthcoming with information. I was accused of being discriminatory, which was completely false. But they, like I said, the meeting, I had to go. It was an hour, and I left it. This possibly, if willing, can bring you back to the table. They said, we want to go ahead. We said, I said, no. It simply gets you back to the table. Let's start at the beginning. That was my position. It wasn't an official town position. It wasn't Mr. Schmidt's recommendations. I'm not sure how Councilman Sackle felt. But I just wanted to disclose that meeting did happen. And that was my position with that meeting, is that if you're going to build senior housing and you're going to give us assurance of the whole project comprehensively, because our interest was the commercial development, you know, that would increase our tax base. That was a plus. The other, you know, they didn't give us assurances that or show us how this was anything that was of interest to us. But we did invite them. I'm not sure if Mr. Schmidt got any feedback, but and maybe you can comment, sir. But it was like, if you want to come back to the table, sure, you have every right to, but we're starting at the beginning. Do you have any comments, sir? My report's not over, but if you'd like to comment.
Well, I can report. What they said, the assurances we were seeking related to sewer and water service. They promised to give us engineering reports early this week. I got a call from their attorney on Friday saying I wanted them for tonight so that we could share it. The arson representative, who was quoted in the lawsuit against us by Pathstone, admitted during the meeting that the 8-inch sewer line was absolutely too small for any further development below Bank of America, and that they would give us an engineering report with estimates as to what it would cost to increase that size. What the councilman didn't mention, maybe that's still in your report, but the following week we had depositions a week ago Friday where Pathstone is alleging that the reason you denied the permit to allow them to begin development was based on a pretext that you have a discriminatory intent against low-income housing. What arson is going to give us will help us establish that the reason for why you denied it was accurate. It was based on infrastructure issues. As a matter of fact, in the petition, in the lawsuit against you, it's alleged that one of the arson representatives sent a letter saying that there's no problem with water or sewer. It's that arson representative who presented or is going to present the engineering report showing that there is inadequate sewer capacity. So we have to have our papers in. These are all of them on the Pathstone lawsuit by early next week. I got signatures from Patty and the supervisor on affidavits. I put together a memorandum of law. I have about 300 pages of exhibits. I'm holding off on my affidavit in the hopes we get that, those assurances. In other words, the engineer's report that clearly establishes the 8-inch line below Bank of America is inadequate for any further development. And by the way, you didn't give them the real Bohum clincher. Arson also presented us with a letter from Pathstone, which they received, indicating they want to develop further housing below Bank of America. So this is good. When this comes back, they've changed what buildings they're going to build and not going to be built, but it's going to have to go back to the planning board for review. So.
Well, thank you for that clarity. And I just, in my report, just wanted to report that to the board and to the public that meeting did occur. One other item, like I said, there's probably a couple more in my printer, but we got off lucky tonight. But another important item is, and once again, sir, this will be a question for you. The Parks and Recreation, that's a tab on the website. Is that a legal government body in the town of Deerfield, or is that just...
My understanding, you haven't established a commission, so no, it's a department of the town.
It's a department.
Under the control of the board.
Yeah. So can you explain that difference? You said we haven't established a commission, but it is a department.
Larger municipalities form a parks commission, and they have their own legislative body to to regulate. This is a small town. I don't think you need that. It's important that you have a parks, I don't know, she's not a commissioner.
Chairman.
You have a parks committee and you have some, matter of fact, I had her report that we needed earlier. But yeah, we don't have a commission.
So does that work? But it is a department. Is that under the auspices of the town with regards to liability? If somebody's doing something or we allow somebody permission to do something like rebuild the bridge or hang collars, does that department, if approved, I don't know, by resolution or however it's done by the board, does that give them an umbrella coverage? It does.
The town is liable for any actions of the parks.
So this is why if somebody wants to come and do something in the parks, they have to follow the proper channels. And
they generally have to give a statement of insurance naming the town as an additional insurer.
So that's something if Mr. Bird does come back and Mr. Bird or someone else, this is what we do. We do it correctly. And so there is an avenue to do this.
Absolutely.
Correctly. Okay, one other question along that line. This would be for Mr. Supervisor and Mr. Schmidt. Budgeting. I got a call to go look at Breezy Park. Did I say that right? Breezy Park?
Mm-hmm.
That was for Breezy, but it's spelled like Breezy. And it's in ill repair. Yep. It truly is. And when I looked at that, and I don't want this, judgmentally against anything, but if I own that property, personally, I would chain the fence and put no trespassing up for liability. It's in very ill repair.
Yeah.
When we have a parks department, as we do, and I don't know the budget the way the supervisor should or does, is there money that we can channel to a project like a park through budgeting to maybe we can look at that park and see what the greatest, there's dangers there, like the picnic tables are, they're rotted out. I picked it up and the top panels come off. The playset, there's supports for like the slide. And I have pictures, I can email them to the board later, I'll be happy to do that. It's really dangerous. There's like a chain ladder. One link of the chain is broken, so when you step, it's like taking a middle step out of your staircase and walking down it in the middle of the night. It's not gonna work out too good. But there's jagged edges of steel. It's very dangerous, and so we have to address that. But I know there's been proposals to rebuild it and make it fantastic. But we may not have to do that if we can, through budgeting, channel money to look at some of the most critical things and repair it and come up with a plan to repair it. I looked at the basketball court and the tennis court. They're unusable. They're unusable. What would it take to make them fantastic? Now, once again, this is just my opinion. I look at that and I say, Why does the town clear the basketball court, the volleyball court, and I don't know litigiously what's involved, sell those lots? You got two building lots there. Take the money and put it into the parks department. You see what I mean? That's just an idea of what can be done if we look at this and take it serious through our parks department. That's just what I said about selling lots. That's just an opinion, an idea of other ways we can manage this. Or if we get grants, rebuild it and make it modernized, state of the art, so the town can
enjoy
it.
I know Deb Burke is proactively working towards getting grants. She's reached out to at least three or four organizations for grants.
Yeah.
She's got a whole, whoever's on, whoever she has underneath her on her committee, they've been working towards putting together a plan. Actually, they presented us with a plan last year, and
I remember.
It was just out of our
It was very expensive.
Our budget. It was over $1 million.
I don't even think if we sold those properties, it would cover how much it was.
But again,
to fix that.
I think the best thing for you to do, I would reach out to Deb, see where she's at, and then I'm sure she'd be more than happy to present the town board with, another game plan.
And maybe it's a two-way path. She comes up with stuff. She's working with us. I don't mean this bad, but are we working with her? Is it a scale balance, And if we can say, well, this year, let's sweep the rocks out of the path because the dirt bike was in there doing donuts and throwing all the pea gravel all on the path. Let's replace the picnic tables. That doesn't cost much. Let's make sure the swings are okay because the swings were left hanging all winter. I don't know if that's a good idea. We got to look at the courts, the basketball court, and the hoops are, the nets are, there's three of them. One's shredded like hanging, the other one's missing, and the other one, I don't think it would take one switch to take that net down. We should just look at it. And I know, Sam, I don't know if this falls under your auspices. I'd be happy to go there with somebody and look at this and just start giving it some attention.
Yes.
You know, I looked at that, and it, like I said, I don't mean to be negative or criticizing, but I look at that, and it looks like something you see like in an old ghost town, or a town that where the mine ran out or something. People walked away. It's not good. So it deserves attention.
Yeah, especially if you want to talk to Sam, I would get Deb involved and take a walk, see what you can do. We do have money in our Parks Reserve Fund to take care of things of that nature, you know, things we can, you know, smaller ticket item stuff.
Okay.
That we can, you know, and then the bigger ticket item stuff, we're gonna have to work towards grants and.
Yeah. So maybe equipment that's not good, we just remove, it's not safe.
Well, anything that's unsafe.
I think we picnic tables we can replace.
I think Sam, actually, you were down there last year, you might have removed a few items or cleaned things up.
Yeah.
But I'm sure.
We cleaned a few things up down there last year.
Yeah.
But I'm under the direction of the board, too. I can't just take some of that stuff on myself. You know,
yeah.
They direct me to go do something, then I will make every attempt to go do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, okay, then I guess that's what I'm attempting to do is bring attention to it. We'll get Deb involved. I'll be happy to go down there with her. Then we'll report with you. We'll report back to the board. Hopefully we'll have some direction on that next month, okay?
Sure. Yeah, sounds
all
good.
Right. Thank you. That's it.
Okay,
that's
thank
report.
You. I'm gonna skip you for a second. Attorney Schmidt, if you'd like to give a report, if you have anything.
Well, I gave it. Took some of Mr. Hughes' time.
I know you have to. I know you got to take off a little early, so.
Yeah. But the litigation. We have to submit everything on the past on litigation by early next week. I think we have a strong position. Arson made it that much stronger with their engineering report. I'm hoping to get that. The actual argument of the motion is in early May, and I will report back to the board how we're doing.
Okay. Thank you. Town Clerk Karen.
Taxes are done. They're all filed, and they're all down at the county, and I don't have to think about it again until next year. So that takes a huge lift off of the town clerk's office. Outside of fielding phone calls, emails, and website over the latest, it's really slowed my work process down because I'm answering the phone to get yelled at. I'm opening emails to get yelled at. So I have to play a little bit of catch-up coming up. But outside of that, as far as the clerk's office, I think we're doing pretty good. Youth program, we're taking a break right now, so we will be starting the 6-week summer park program shortly. It will begin July 6th, I believe, the first Monday after 4th of July, and it'll run 6 weeks, Monday through Thursday, 8:30 to 3. Until August 13th or 14th. And that's about it right now.
Okay, thank you. Highway Superintendent Sam.
Sure, thank you. We're working on spring cleanup right now. We're out picking up brush and leaves and things that were left from last year. It's gonna be a two process thing right now. We're picking up the brush because I can't mix the brush and sand together. I don't have enough people to run two trucks right now. So we're back around. If they haven't picked your sand up yet, they will be back around to do that as soon as they get the brush picked up. I've got both sweepers out.
We're actually doing pretty well today. The older sweeper broke down. You'll see it sitting down on Fine View Drive. We made a hydraulic line. We've got that off. We'll be getting that hopefully back together tomorrow, and we can finish up with that one. The MS-4 report, my annual report, that's in and done. DEC, got word back that they received it, but no comments, so I'm assuming everything was good and okay on that. So I submitted all that stuff. I went to a semi-annual meeting that started with Oneida County DPW. We discussed the salt contracts, the new plowing contracts will be coming up for the next 2 years. Shared services, something that the county put together in the last couple of years. The state people were there, all the towns were there. To talk about anything that happened over the winter going forward, what anybody's got any concerns as far as, I do have a list of their paving projects for the year. I don't think there's any chip sealing projects on this list, but on the paving projects, we do not have anything in Deerfield this year for paving. If anybody wants to see their list, that came right from them out of that meeting. Something brand new I didn't know about all the last few weeks, and I don't know how you've heard about it. We have to have for prevailing wage information now. That's kind of changed through the labor department. We have any projects that we do, either whether it be from the highway or from the town or general fund, has to have a PCR number attached to it now. I think, Karen, I think you got the same information I did. Got sent to you. We talked a little bit about that at that county meeting. It doesn't look like a huge upload to do the paperwork for this. It looks fairly simple. Just don't know how long it'll take to get that PCR number. I guess they're coming pretty quickly right now. We'll see as the summer progresses to what happens. That probably will slow it down. But that is something brand new I just found out about in the last couple of weeks that we have to do now. So we'll be looking for that. That last 3-inch rainstorm we had a couple weeks ago washed out the embankment again over on Cheese Factory Road. Got a couple of companies looking at doing repairs. Give us quotes to do repairs on that. That road's actually down to a single lane right now because it washed out under the blacktop on one portion of it where the barriers are. So a few more to come on that as I get information from JMT and a company called GSI, that does soil nailing. They're also going to quote me a project on that. But we have to fix the top of the hill and the toe of the hill so it doesn't wash out again. So there'll be more to come on that here in the future. I took one plow off so far. I'm hoping we can start getting a few more off. Taking one off, one of our older plows needed to go out for some welding and line boring repairs and new pins. And so I took that one off first and sent that out there. I done that. We'll be painting that one top to bottom when we get that back. Hopefully soon. And that's all I've got.
Okay. Thank you. Buildings and codes. I don't
see
report. No,
he
no report from Jim. No, try to get that for the board members. Oh, that's right. Jim's actually
in the hospital.
In the hospital right now. So. Assessor Matt isn't.
No.
ZBA, Lura.
Oh, you don't want to know the ZBA, we haven't had any applications yet. I do recall, though, we've had one application for a kennel, and the only place that it was allowed was in an ag district, and I think it was over on McIntyre Road, and it wasn't for rescue animals. The person was either housing dogs, you know, for when people go away, or was raising dogs. I don't have, my memory doesn't go back that far.
I think it was for dog sitting.
For dogs, that's what I thought.
It was dog sitting.
Yeah. So that's just an extra. Looking forward to people applying for a variance so we can keep the board busy. And I'll go switch to seniors. We meet every Thursday. I am in the process of setting up a driver's course.
I've already gotten calls.
And I'm waiting to get the date. I'll make sure that Karen has it on the website. And any help that Daphne can give me with computers and coming up with a ZBA access and a senior access, I'd appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Okay, thanks. Yep, Planning Board, Patty submitted a report for review. Historian John Fauci, John's here. Parks Committee, Deb couldn't make it tonight. She got tied up with something else that senior's done. Okay. We'll move right along to late privilege of the floor. Yes, sir.
John's North Gage, Round 8. And if this was addressed at a previous meeting, I apologize.
Thank
that
you.
Solar field by me, a few back, was asked if the town was starting to realize any revenue from that. Did we ever receive an official answer on that?
We did, yes. We received the first host community agreement payment. Okay.
So they are starting to...
They did, it was around, yeah. What was that March?
March.
Of last year?
No.
Or this year, yeah.
This year.
Yeah. I believe it was about March of this year okay. We received the payment, yeah.
Because it's, I drive past it every single day.
And yeah.
It's been a lot of it since late last year.
Yeah.
So I was just following up on a question from one of my neighbors up there.
Yeah, I think we, I believe Mr. O'Rourke came in and we did address it with him, yes.
Yes, and just
started thinking about yeah, no, it. No problem. Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear your
John
name.
Booth. John Booth. You got a shot, Lincoln?
You finally admit it after all this time.
up North Gage, Raleigh area.
Okay.
I'm on the that nice scenic stretch of abandoned.
Thank you, Mr.
Thank
Booth.
You.
Yep. Anyone else? Yes.
Is it an annual payment or what's the period?
It's an annual payment for
40 years.
40 years. Yes, sir. Just state your name, please.
It's Ed Kirsch. I'm your AARP instructor, so either the 21st or 28th. You said a Thursday, right?
On a Thursday night?
You said Thursday during the day, right?
Thursdays are for the meeting.
What day left the room?
We have to do anything but Thursday. I'll go out and check with you.
Okay.
Anyone else late privilege?
Mr. Burr still here?
Yes, he's in the parking lot doing an interview right now.
Oh, wow. Yeah, my name is Greg Sample.
He used to work too well.
From Bellevue Road. I just want to rebut a little bit of what Mr. Burr had to say. This was on this 503 website that's no longer there. Please consider a donation to help our further mission and rebuild the Rainbow Bridge. I saw this. I'm a town resident for 65 years now. My sister is town dog enforcement with her daughter. I think if you talk to anybody in the Oneida County, you'll realize the job that they do for the township. So, I made some other statements that I'll go through. Unfortunately, the Rainbow Bridge was ruined by a careless act. Well, I think if anybody goes down to the Rainbow Bridge, we'll find out that it wasn't ruined. The snow rumor came through and ripped it up hard at its pass. Now, this was never reported. We just happened to find its destruction upon a recent visit. Well, I don't think the snow rumor caused destruction of the bridge. We are salvaging everything we can. So I think if anybody reads those first four sentences, might look at it a little bit differently. The bridge will need a lot of work to bring it back bigger and better than ever. We are asking for donations for material and, you know, that will be needed to rebuild. We are going to need cable and fasteners, nuts, bolts, along with netting and everything else. Donations are always needed. We are a registered 501c3 not-for-profit. All the work done is to help people like yourself. And he goes on to talk more about his donations. But I just want to read a statement that he also posted on his TikTok that caused some concern for my friends here in this township and the town board. Posted on the Rainbow Bridge. Rainbow Bridge is dead and won't be coming back. Anyone is free to call the town's numbers listed, voice their concerns. One person who didn't have the balls to call me back, now her dumbass can live with what she did, and I hope the world blows up her phone. Now we have to decide what to do with all the collars. I don't want to put them in the trash. These are all my best friends. They are going in, they are not going in the garbage. I need to figure out what to do with them. And I hope the lady rots in hell and gets everything she deserves. That's what we want in our township, fellas. That's what we want. The town can also kiss my ass with the contract we drew up to help the stray and lost pups, which we also offered for free. It has been pulled. Let them spend their money. Anyone on to make other comments? That's my only comment. A lot more to this than what happens. There's a lot of people in this town that put a lot of effort into a lot of things. So they do a lot of hard work. And it's pretty sad to see our township ripped apart and these people on the board ripped apart. The last thing I want to say is,
yeah,
thank you.
Who's
all of us?
Oh, to them.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Don't. Yeah.
Yes.
I want to say thank you, Mrs. Hines, Mrs. Cambridge, Mrs. Hercury. I don't know everybody, but
thank you.
Wait, Laura?
Oh, yes.
The driver safety program is set for May 27th at 9 o'clock. It goes from 9 to 3:30. You can have it done in one day. I'll have the particulars ready.
I have all the information from last year saved, so I can just switch it if you prefer.
That would be great.
Okay, I got it. I'll take care of it.
All right, thank you. Anyone else? Late? Yes, Mr. Cito. Yeah.
So I'm not quite sure where we get this Rainbow Bridge thing. I guess maybe it's a good time to bring up this continuity. First of all, you all got my letters, correct?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Appreciate the responses. I did talk to you, Mr. Supervisor, and Mr. Fusco. Thank you for that. Nobody else responded. A little disheartening. There seems to be this breakdown between whatever is that you hear the Parks Committee. I had signed up to be part of the Parks Committee last year, and there's really nothing to do. It's been all winter long. We've had no meetings. I did get a response from the chairperson. And basically it was, we weren't involved with the winter things and we haven't had meetings since September, which was the last meeting at our house, and nothing else was done. Well, we were all busy with the other, I'd have to read it again, but did we busy with the housing thing, and there was no time to do anything else. I have her email here if we ever need it. But again, I'm a little disappointed. I stressed several times to Mr. Secco and Mr. Fusco that I want to be part of the solution and not be a problem. I really truly think that we're sitting here, we're doing things with the town master plan, but we have no plan for parks. We have three parks. what the heck? I've given situations before that I was firsthand involved with years ago when I was on the Parks Committee before. And the boys, a quick example, so don't mean to be redundant, guys, but the Boy Scouts would go in, do a great job on a little project. The Girl Scouts would come in and they would take out whatever the Boy Scouts did and say they did something. Maybe they had badges, or I guess, but there's no plan in place. There's nothing. Again, the town deserves a master plan. I think the parks do too. There's no continuity between who, like Mr. Fusco, I'm going to come down and I'll do this. Well, I don't. There has to be a better solution than the way things are. Again, not a meeting since last September. I'm not saying things weren't worked on or not being done, but heck, I think I was a pretty valuable resource to have. And guess what? Not one phone call, not one email. It got to the point where I finally just said, this is ridiculous. So I thought about it since the end of January. Again, I started this the end of July last year. And I wanted to be part of it. I thought I could have brought a lot to the table, my experiences. Anyways.
Mr. Cito, can I comment on this? And this is before we lose Mr. Schmidt, too. We're going to give him a little bit more work here. This, I'm trying to understand this for myself, and goes back to my original question about the, I'm business-minded, and I think of business structure. Most problems in business are structural problems. So if we have a structure, we have a town board, and we have a parks department, right, and we have a parks committee, okay, what's the structure there? Can parks, instead of a parks committee, could you structure that to where you have a parks department with an appointed chairman and then appointed members? And if my understanding is correct, in municipal government, when you have appointed positions, you have a chairman and appointed members of a committee. No one necessarily has executive authority. One just has administrative authority, runs the meetings, schedules the meetings, and runs the meetings. So, Mr. Aceto, if we were able to do that, and we gave this man an appointed position where no one necessarily had, you're coordinated by the chairman, but no one has executive authority over you, but just as a board member, each one of us can go out in the community and look at a parks, we can represent our constituents, we can report back to the board. If the Parks and Recreation could be structured in that same way where you have appointed members with a chairman who calls meetings and runs meetings just like this board. People don't understand, but on this board, not one of us has executive authority over the other. The supervisor has fiscal responsibilities, calls the meetings, runs the meetings, but we all give input to the board and the decisions are made collectively. If you were given an appointed position where you had a weighted vote, as say if it's a five-member board, you had one vote, just like we each do. I think that would be a great benefit, and we would enliven the parks department. Now, the question is for Mr. Schmidt before we lose him tonight. Am I correct in understanding the municipal structure of how we can do that? To where he would be an appointed member, and he would have one voice collectively on a board.
And the Parks Committee, or department, however you want to call it, mm-hmm. would then come to the board and make presentations to the board. That's the way it would work.
That's the way it would work. So Mr. Aceto could be appointed, and regardless of what any other board member does, but regardless of what the chairman does, you as a vote, I guess that would be a weighted vote because you would then have constituents, can come to the board even independently and report. You don't need anyone's permission or nobody has to arrange that for you. You would be a sovereign individual member of that board just as we all are. Am I correct with that, Mr. Schmidt?
Yeah. That would be up to you to decide who reports what to the board, though. Typically, it goes through the committee chairperson.
Committee chair. But you have every right, an appointed member has every right to go to that chairman and request that this be reported to the board, otherwise they're not doing their job. Would that interest you, and would you be willing to make a petition to the supervisor to be appointed to the Parks and Recreation Board. Consider that, please.
Yeah.
You see, and then we can discuss that and put that in perspective for the Parks and Recreation Chairman. Now we have a structure, a representative structure, and you would be a great asset. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So now you got something to think about.
Yeah.
And you're getting what you're asked for.
I'm not looking to be in charge.
No.
I'm just saying that.
Somebody has to be.
We have a chairman, but you would have an equal voice, just like each of us have equal voice up here. I got to listen to him. He's got to listen to me. You see what I mean?
Well, we would have to have meetings and able to do that. So
you would.
Yeah. Again, I've heard nothing since last September.
Okay, Mr. Schmidt, is there a law requiring when you have a department set up and you have a chairman, is there a requirement for periodic meetings?
You set those rules.
No. Let's set the rules for how the period for Parks and Recreation Committee
meetings. Something like that would have eliminated the Rainbow Bridge fiasco there.
So it would have. That's why this is important at this point in time.
Things have to go out in a newsletter that would state, you know, maybe a proper procedure.
Right.
So at least people are aware of how it should go.
You know, when something like the Rainbow Bridge happens, when housing happens, when solar happens, our town keeps getting better when we address these things. We become more structured, we become more cohesive, our leadership becomes strong, we become more inclusive. These aren't necessarily bad things, it's how we respond to them that determines the outcome. So this could be a really good outcome, and this could be the fruit of this whole Rainbow Bridge. So Mr. Supervisor, I would encourage the board to really consider this.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea, and we'll definitely talk about it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Supervisor.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else for late privilege? Yes, sir. Just state your name.
Craig Victor from Stu Bandelli. I just had a concern with the crane mats and stuff down there off of 8. I was wondering what the deal is. It's a company out of Connecticut. There's thousands of crane mats down off of Route 8. There's no silt fence up around the streams. There's contaminated soil on the mats. I've been harassed by the DEC when the farm property shut down. I can't do anything down there because of digging drainage on the farm. And I'm under violation with the DEC. And there's other things going on in the area. There's no, nobody knows why or what they're doing. I was wondering what the scoop is with this crane operation.
So it's have you seen this, Sam? I'm unaware of.
I do know where it is.
Yeah, I've seen it too.
Yeah.
Do you have any information on that?
I don't have anything, and I don't even know. I can make some inquiries if you wish.
If you can, and just I guess on behalf of Mr. Maxwell.
Yeah, I was going to say that's a gem question.
We'll try to.
There's trucks in and out of there all day long. Trailers. They got Porta John set up down in there. There's no permits.
It's like way in the back.
Yeah,
it's where the bee boxes are a lot of times in the summer, and then there's a pathway and it goes way back to the wood line, and they're putting stuff there.
It's the same place they dumped all the fill from when they did Quarter Street and ramps for the Wynn Hospital. With no permit, they put about 3 foot of fill in there. Now they got all the thousands of crane mats in there. If I get shut down, I'm just wondering why the other people don't get shut down.
Okay.
I'm under three violations for doing drainage on agricultural and can't do it.
Would you mind waiting till the meeting's over? I'll get your number and information, and we can do it for you.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Anyone else for late privilege? Yes, sir. State your name.
Brad Davis, Cheese Factory Road. Same, just out of curiosity, when do you guys plan on starting with getting the bids for the washout that occurred a few weeks ago?
The companies that I've asked to do quotes with have been there and looked at it. I did get some information back from JMT, not with prices, but on some other sites that he's done repairs on. I can't give you an honest answer because I don't know until they get back to
you. Yeah. No, I understand that.
Yeah.
And if there's any more washouts, what is the plan? Are they planning on shutting the road down until that can be fixed? Or
We will have to. If we get another washout, we're down to a single lane right now, we'll have to close it.
Okay.
We won't have any choice. I'm not going to make it dangerous for somebody to drive through it, we'll just close it. In between that.
Would that just be for a short period of time until they can?
That I can't answer. It all depends on the process that takes place. The town board has to approve everything. And the engineering, I mean, you know, as engineering goes, sometimes that stuff takes some time to put together and dial it all in to where it's going to work for us. So, I mean, I'd be glad to keep up with you. Call me anytime. I can let you know where it's at.
All right.
You just never know with engineers whether they're going to call you and say they've got this to look at or that to look at.
But it is in process.
It is in process. Yep, absolutely.
Was it in process prior to this current washout? Was it had washed out previously?
We had actually the same soil nail company looked at it. Thinking back in 19 or 20. And it was over $300,000 just to fix the top of the road. And at the time, I don't believe the town board really wanted, because we weren't able to save the road with the barriers. So we didn't opt to do anything because we just couldn't afford it at that point. There is, I'm understanding by talking to engineering companies, that there is some new grant money available for this particular type of problem. So I'm also looking into that, into possibly getting grant money once this information comes together. So that's all brand new that I just got last week.
All right, thank you, Sam.
Sam, not that I know much about this, but is that something maybe the DEC would get involved for the root cause of why it washed out?
Well, it's easy to see what caused it. That creek makes a 90-degree bend right there.
Yeah.
DEC will definitely be involved because there's a lot of permitting that has to happen.
Yeah. Is there money there through them to fix the
Not through DEC. Cause? It's through some new money that our governor made available for these types of situations. You know, we've also got one looking at on Doyle Road where the bank's starting to wash away, and I'm waiting for some grant money to become available. New York State offers a Culvert New York program, same as what the bridge on Firehouse Road is getting replaced at. That was Bridge New York. They also had a Culvert New York program that I was going to apply for that one. They haven't done anything with that in 2 years. So I watch it all the time to see it hasn't moved since the one first time a couple of years ago. But if that Culvert money becomes available, I'll definitely do some, I'll apply for that.
And fix the root cause, you know?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yep.
Do it right to it once.
Okay. Anyone else? Late privilege?
You already had your turn.
Again, not to kind of, what's the saying, beat a dead horse. I did send letters out. I'm just kind of curious why, I talked to Supervisor Sacco the day before I sent the letter, and I spoke, Mr. Fusco called me.
I was getting threats that day, so I was trying to keep my family safe. In essence, I didn't want to bring that dead horse into the equation, but that is why I did not respond to you promptly, and I'm sorry, but I was hoping that we could address it tonight.
Thank you. It's happened before. That's the only reason
I don't always get threats.
Well,
but I did this week.
You can send other letters.
When you're an appointed member to the Parks and Recreation Board, we'll call you back.
We'll see how this goes. I'm excited. We'll see. Like I said, I'm a solutions person. I would rather find a solution for something as opposed to being the problem or having a continuing problem.
Thank you.
Appreciate that. All right, we're going to move on. No executive session. We need motion to pay bills. I need a motion to pay general fund bills 107 through 136.
I'll make the motion.
My second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
Need a motion to pay highway bills 57 through 81.
A motion.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Need a motion to pay sewer bills 4 and 5.
I'll make the motion.
A second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried.
I need a motion to adjourn.
My motion.
I'll second.